Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go, here we go. Getting ready to start it up and giving you our NBA draft recap and reaction. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man JL's from the Nick of Time show. I already see people on the phones already, so we're going to get started in just a few minutes. All right, let's... What's that?
I'm reading Nick Film School's breakdown. This shit is fucking, man, God bless them. They're doing God.
Yeah. I'm just gonna pull that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll just pull up JB stuff.
Oh, it makes stuff so much easier.
Facts. All right. Let me get ready to start it, and I'm going to start.
This is who they wanted.
The New York Knicks select R.J. Barrett.
Here it is. R.J.'s the pick.
That's no Porzingis reaction.
That's no Porzingis reaction.
You were right, Pete. You were right to boo-boo Porzingis.
Hey, that's no Porzingis reaction, baby.
You were right. You were always right from the beginning.
Welcome to New York, the Maple Mamba.
Maple Mamba.
R.J. Barrett. Let's go. The R.J. Barrett era is upon us. Another edition of the Offseason Central. Happy Friday to Knicks Nation. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time show. This is the number one show for the Knicks fan, by the Knicks fan. So if you're a diehard Knicks fan who loves to talk about Knicks news, Knicks rumors, and post-game live stream reactions after every game, hit that subscribe button below and the notification bell so you don't miss anything. All right. We are roughly 24 hours removed from the next cog in the offseason, the most important offseason in Knicks history. We've refreshed. We were a bit tired. We've refreshed. We're back at it.
Oh,
it was a long night, my dude. It was night, man. How you feeling, JLs? How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm letting you know, if I didn't have like a little half day at work today, I'd have been dead.
Yeah.
Between the live stream and then the going back from Slattery to Brooklyn to, I was done.
Yeah, you left Brooklyn, went to the city, right? So we left. What time we left? We left Barclays around, I don't know, maybe like 9:30, maybe about that. Went to the after party at Slattery's, and you came back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I came back to Brooklyn. I was almost home when I was at the Barclays.
Facts, man. Factuals, man.
Put them up.
Absolutely. But you know what, man? It was a beautiful night for the fan base, man. It was a beautiful night for R.J. Barrett. Definitely happy for the kid. He wanted it, man. How could you not want to rally around the kid who's embraced us, 17 wins in all?
Yeah.
The tank. You know what I mean? I mean, the kid was elated to be donning that Knicks draft hat and to be donning a Knicks jersey, man.
Man, the heartstrings are being pulled at, man. Everybody was crying. Zion was crying. Ja was crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Black Fathers was repping that night.
True indeed.
It was really emotional. I felt great, man. I felt great to see RJ get up there and be emotional and be happy for himself. He really seems like he can handle the New York media like no one else. He's like 18 going on 35 in the brand.
I'm telling you, man, wise beyond his years. And you could see it. You could see it when his upbringing. You saw his father there was speaking so highly of him. They had a great moment. That was a great moment, man, to – You got to understand the grind that these kids go through, especially at this age, man. And they're going through the AAU level, and they're hustling across country to this game, that game, this tournament, that tournament. They're at Duke, you know, the creme de la creme, you know, putting it all out there on the line, man. That's a great moment, man. Both Zion, Ja, and RJ were very emotional after being selected by their respective teams.
Sure, man. Did you have the Doug's here when you had to, like, Lion King,
when
Papa
dies,
he's like,
I'm telling you, man. That was a nice moment, man. Very nice moment. you know?
Yeah.
You know, we have to battle it out with a couple Nets fans in there.
Oh, yeah.
They got a little rambunctious with us, JLs. They got a little rambunctious.
We have backup, though. It's
yeah,
fine.
We did. We did. Knicks fans were heavy in there last night, though. We were definitely heavy. Everybody was in there supporting. You had guys. You had these kids, you know, rearranging their Porzingis jerseys, reusing their Porzingis jerseys with Barrett on the back. You know what I mean? That was a cool thing to see, man.
It was very cool. It was really nice to kind of interact with the Knicks fans, man. And listen, man, we ran that building. I don't care what nobody said. We in Brooklyn in the park. Yeah.
We were heavy. And that's why the Nets fans were chirping like little parakeets, man. They couldn't stand the love. He was getting too much love in there, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Patrick Ewing on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. Spike was in the bill. Spike came through.
Yeah. Because Mad Knicks love in that Brooklyn Barclays Center, and they couldn't take it.
Yeah. It was a good night, man.
Yeah, man.
Definitely a good night. The only Boo Birds was the Nets fans. Resounding standing ovation for RJ Barrett, and it was well deserved. Well deserved.
Definitely.
You know, so that was the Maple Mamba. Then we had in the second round, we had the 55th pick.
Yeah.
Moved up to 47
mm-hmm.
with cash considerations along the way and drafted a guy that we spoke about Wednesday night.
Yeah. Shout out to Schwinn.
Shout out to Schwinny from Posting and Toasting because he put us on to one Ignas Bradzikas. A.K.A. Iggy.
Good job.
Yeah, great job by Schwinny, man.
Great job on you pronouncing his name.
Oh, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, you gotta get it right. Gotta get it right. You know what I mean? It's a tough pronouncing, but, you know, saying Porzingis all these times, you get used to it. You get used to have that role. But, yeah, hey, listen, man, Schwinny called it. This was a guy that Schwinny liked. Another lefty, right? We got another lefty in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they were teammates. Iggy and RJ Barrett were teammates on Team Canada. Teammates and friends. So they come full circle now as teammates at the NBA level. But, again, this was a guy that Schwinny liked, the left-hander. Shot about 40% from three. They say he's got an edge to him, Jay Ellis. They say this guy's got an edge to him, man.
I like it, man. I like somebody with an edge in New York. He'll fit right in. With Dennis Smith Jr. I also heard that Dot is a silent assassin. I heard he has an actual edge to him, too. So he's going to fit right in. I love somebody who trash talks because they specifically said he talks.
Yeah.
Talk
that stuff. He did. They did say that. They said he's a good trash talker. So I feel like that's going to be Fizz's next pet project. He's going to get this kid right. He's going to get this kid right.
What about the other kid, though? I'll wait. I'm sorry, I'll wait.
We'll get to him. But, let me tell you something, man. The minute this kid dunks on somebody in the NBA, and I hope it's Draymond Green, that's going to be his MSG moment.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's going to outline somebody in chalk, man, and he's going to be a folk hero at MSG, bro. Book it, I'm telling you.
The
overreactions for Iggy is already starting to come in, but I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, man.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what he can bring to the table. Just looking at some Draft Express notes on him, they say lefty shot 38% from deep, kept defensive honest as a floor spacer, pushes the ball a little bit on the shot, but something that has to be adjusted down the line. They say he's not a great advanced ball handler, but has a good first step, quick to attack closeouts on the straight line drives to the rim. Somewhat limited athletically, nevertheless finishes very efficiently around the basket, especially going to his left. He competes consistently, is an effective rebounder with strong hands and good instincts.
That's what I need. That's what we need.
Yep.
That's what we need. And then if you listen to the live stream today on the Knicks YouTube, Perry actually said that they were surprised that he even dropped that low. They thought he was going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Wasn't surprised when he was available and made that move to get him at 47.
Yeah. So hey, why not, man? You know, when you get to the second round and beyond, you just hope you can get a guy that could be a role player on the team. You know, if you get anything more than that, you take it. That's house money. You know what I mean? But on a team like this, he shouldn't have an issue cracking the team and getting some rotation minutes right away. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not either. I mean. his biggest competition would be who? Mario?
If he's back, I highly doubt it.
And that's what I'm saying. If he's back, which I don't think he will be. I'm not sure, you know, money wise it makes sense for Mario to be back, considering everybody else. There's other needs, but
facts. All right, so let's go to the phones, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys on this Friday night tilt. Draft is past us. Let's get your reactions to last night and how you feel about it. Kevin from North Carolina is first. He thinks he wants to talk RJ. He thinks RJ was the right pick for us. Kevin, how you feeling, man?
What's up? What's up, Knicks fans? How y'all feeling?
Hey, feeling good, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying the pick, and I'm so glad that we got RJ, man, because for me, leading up to the draft, I think it was a lot of overthinking. Like, I'm watching RJ play over the season, and I'm just like, at the last minute, it's all this Darius Garland hype. And I just don't – and I'm just like, what are y'all talking about? What are we even talking about here? As much as I like Darius Garland, I think that people were overanalyzing it. For our team, we needed many things, but we needed a go-to scorer. I like Knox, but, you know, some dudes, they just want to be that dude. They want to be the man. RJ wants to be the man, and I think that's a big difference between him and some other dudes that we could have drafted, you know?
I agree. I mean, look, I think just like Perry said in the press conference, you got to do your homework on everybody. You got to do your due diligence on everybody. Even Garland and those guys, they might not have been in strong consideration to be picked. But you just never know. You just never know. Just like how we picked up Dennis Smith Jr. in sophomore year, you know, you want to be able to say, okay, yeah, we have some NBA film on him, but we want to see him in person work out for us, because you just never know if you may have to cross that bridge in the future.
I think that a lot of people, you know, they need to actually watch the games. Like, it's no disrespect to the dude who was on the show the other day, but I think looking at numbers and watching the game is different. Like, there was some stats that said Culver was a better ISO player than him. But I watched Culver in some of the tournament games, man. He couldn't handle some of that pressure. And that's just how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, appreciate the call, Kevin. Definitely appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, definitely,
man. Have a good weekend, bro.
Yes, sir.
That was Kevin from North Carolina. Let's go to Will from LI, our guy with the clipboard. Will's on the road. Will's on the road. What's going on, Will? Will, you gotta take us off speakerphone, man. Come on, man.
Are you good?
you gotta take that Bluetooth off, bro.
No, man, don't worry about it. I got you. All right. Listen, y'all. When they were over there picking, right, I think what they left like 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on the board or whatever, and my heart was pounding. I was like, yo, come on. Yo. I can't. After KD did everything, I can't. I was like, yo, God, please. And when they said RJ Barrett's name, I damn near had a heart palpitation. It was out of control. But we got him. I was so happy. And then the thing is, like, just like you were saying, this man's been giving us so much good PR. What was you on Jimmy Fallon? Picked up the Knicks hat. Didn't even want to work out with other teams. This man said, oh, wow, I'm a Knick. Like, little stuff like that, man.
Crazy. Yo, that was crazy, man. That one got me down.
Man.
So a man left the podium like, wow, I'm a Knick. I'm like, he really loves us, man. I love this kid already, man.
Exactly. It's just like, and the fans embrace them too. They ain't give them one of those poor Porzingis draft nights or whatever. You know, it all worked out. The Maple Mamba's here. You know, I hope the kid is successful. I hope we retire his jersey one day. I'm just so happy that he's a Knick. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to let y'all get back to the show. You know, that's all
appreciate
I wanted to say.
Will.
Love y'all.
Drive safe on the road, man. Yes, sir.
Will do.
Love,
yeah.
All
right. And I say this too, when we was watching that live stream today, like, it was apparent that they gave him the okay like weeks, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because they were telling stories about how RJ and Steve Mills was watching the finals together.
Yeah.
In his apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? he was here from the lottery. He was hit from the lottery, bro. Definitely.
So the way he was moving, he knew he was being picked.
Yeah.
And you can tell these, like, the way he was moving, the way he was bigging up the Knicks, every single place he went, it was like, all right, look, the handshake was already made.
I love it, man. Like I said, when he stepped off that podium, like, wow, I'm a Knick, I said, wow.
Yeah, man. It was a good feeling, man.
It was a great feeling. It was a great feeling. After the long season we had with the uncertainty that is to come, I wanted to enjoy last night, and I felt like the fan base really embraced it, given those circumstances as well.
That's a fact.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Let's go to our guy, Jay. Let's go down south to South Carolina. Our man, Ron Cleveland, wants to talk about RJ and free agency. Ron, how you feeling, bro?
What up? Damn. What's going on, fellas?
How you feeling, bro? Damn. How you feeling today, Ron?
Man, I can't complain, man. I can't complain. What I'm happy about is we got exactly who I want. And I'm being honest, man. You know, if you ain't getting Zion, I'm telling you, man, we got the best player in the draft, man. I'm just being real about it from what I've seen, and I'm a North Carolina Tar Heel, man. I'm telling you, I ain't never cheered for no Duke player, but this dude is a real deal, man. I've watched enough of him to know. You know what I mean? Game recognized game. You guys know, man. And just the body language of this kid, man. You know, a lot of guys have came to New York, man, and let's be real. You can see, like, the look they have in the face of, like, they're starstruck with the city itself and the bright lights, the media. I listened to that kid in that press conference when they asked him the question. There was a particular question they asked him about carrying the team on his shoulders. And I love the response he said.
Yep.
He said he hadn't even played a game yet. You know, how can you answer a question like that? That was great.
That was such a ridiculous question.
Yeah.
I believe that was George Willis. And George Willis has been in the game for a while, Dale. So you know he's coming with that old school on the beat mentality with that type of question.
He's trying to fish for a sound.
He's trying to fish right off the jump.
Yeah, he was trying to tell me, dude didn't go for the bait, man. And I love the fact that if you watch him, he just didn't blurt out a response. Like, he actually listened to that question and had time to really think before he opened his mouth. And that's what I appreciate, because we know, hey, it don't get no brighter than New York, man. And I think about everything just lining up for this kid. The kid mom is from Brooklyn. His dad played at St. John's.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's really, even though he grew up in Canada, to me, he feels like a New York player, like from the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree.
So he knows the suffering of us Knicks fans. Heck, he's a Knicks fan himself. And if you remember back when Duke played in New York and Zion was like, RJ, ain't the Knicks your team? Remember that comment he made?
Yeah.
Everything makes
He's
sense.
He's like, RJ, you want to get drafted Everything by the Knicks? Sense. He's like, yeah, if they pick me, hell yeah.
Exactly. So when I look at that, RJ was a great pick for us, man. And I'm gonna touch on this Kyrie and Durant situation, man. And a lot of people ain't going to like what I'm about to say, but I really don't care. I'm going to say it. Oh. We need to just stick with the plan. I don't care if we don't get either one. I'm just perfectly fine with us not getting either one and just continue to build, man. Because when I think about timetables, man, when you're looking at age, Kevin Durant, 30, going to be about 32 by the time he starts playing. So, you're on the other side of 30, man. You ain't getting no younger. You know what I mean? You're coming off a major injury. And Kyrie got some baggage with him. He flip flopped like a fish out of water. I'm telling you, man, he's what, 27? He's 27 with knee injuries. And
his knee's
just
about 37, probably, though.
Exactly. And the thing is, and I'm telling you this, I work in the healthcare field, man. You don't get better because of surgery. You know what I mean? Once they start cutting, it's the beginning of the end. You know, you don't borrow time. So when I look at the situation, man, we're a young team. We need to just continue to build, build through the draft. Hey, who knows? And I'm gonna tell you what, I'm not opposed. I hope Brooklyn be crazy enough to go get Kyrie and let D'Lo walk. I would love to have him, not on a max contract, but like on maybe a $55 to $60 million deal. And I had said that the other night.
Yeah.
Him and Julius Randle both, bring both of them to New York. New York, both of them guys are still young. Don't sign them to a max deal. You know what I mean? Let them sign for about 3 years at about $60 million apiece. And I think D'Lo would be happy to be here to try to punish the Nets if they mess around and cut him loose.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, man. Definitely appreciate the love, right?
Yeah,
well,
man.
I mean, what was interesting in Ian Begley's article today, JL, is in terms of free agency, and I was going to touch on it later, but since you touched on it, he said that, you know, he also said it on our show that, you know, the plan B is going to be to keep the money. You know,
yeah.
they are not going to overspend on free agents. They are not going to max out guys who don't deserve it. And that's the tricky thing about free agency is that, you know, there are max players and there's max salaries. There's very few players worth that money, man.
I get you, man. Like Ron said, D'Lo's done well for himself last season. I don't think he deserves a max contract off the jump for one good season out of four.
No.
Like, that's just to me, that's a hasty reason. That's the reason I got us into trouble a long time ago. Like, I remember we gave Jerome James back.
Oh, my God.
For having a good playoff series.
Oh, my God.
That means you're going to have a good show.
That's it.
But so he has, like, a $60,000 3 year. That's something, I don't know, that's more plausible in my head. I might even go a little lower. But because that's, like, $20,000 a year.
Yeah, $20 million, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But I feel you. I get the hype over him, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean, listen, I've said it, you know, a couple times on a couple other streams. I like D'Lo as a player. I thought he had a sensational year. I'm happy that he was able to bounce back. I just don't know if that's the player you want to invest in for the 4 years. Plus, his market is he's going to be in demand. They even talking about the Lakers might be interested in bringing him back.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? How would you like to be that phone call? His agent picks up like, listen, man, we got rid of Magic. LeBron says it's cool. If you want to come back, you can come back and rock with us.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're going to have competition, man. Like, if Knicks don't get them, they might go somewhere else, which I'm kind of fine with. I'm not this whatever.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool with missing out on them.
Yeah, like, I'm cool, like, because even with the $60,000, that's still a lot. That's still, that's still too much for me, my brain, dog. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you've had a good year, but I don't know. I need multiple good years to give you that type of money, though.
Yeah. I agree. And then on the KD topic, I mean, you know, so much is changing now. So much is changing on this KD front. Now you're hearing potentially Golden State would want to try to do a sign and trade. You know, how loyal would he be to them? You know, to allow that, you know, would he just walk out the door? Would he give them the benefit of the doubt and, you know, give them the opportunity to get some assets for him? Then it's like coming off an Achilles. What's the trade value going to be? Obviously he's still going to be high, but it's a lot, man.
It's a new storyline every day.
There's a new twist every day. You heard on Get Up, Kendrick Perkins is saying, the Nets are the favorites now. It's crazy, man.
Oh, we got nine more days until free agency.
Yes, sir.
So we can start to see some actual stuff happening.
See what happens, man.
Because I'm over it.
Bro, we've been talking about this for about a year now, man.
I'm over it, man, every day.
I remember that one summer. I remember summer last year, me and you were doing the live stream talking about Kyrie. And that was last summer, bro.
Yeah, man.
And we haven't let off. It's been heating up ever since. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But on the free agency topic, upcoming shows, me, my man JL from Nick of Time Show, and Terry from the Terry and Trey Show, we're going to break down our top 10 free agency pursuits. So we're going to be doing a couple live streams next week, breaking down our top 10, obviously getting your opinions on it. So look out for that on the horizon. Moke Hamilton will be back next Sunday, the free agency show. We are coming on live at the start of free agency, 6 p.m. on Sunday, just in case anything breaks. We're going to be right there giving you our reactions, getting your reactions as well.
I might be. Hopefully I'm making it.
Yeah, you gotta make it, JLs. It's crunch time now, man.
It's crunch time now, man. It's not my fault, man. The NBA changed the rules.
They changed it up for us.
I had plans for June 30th before they changed the rules.
They changed it up for us, man. But, yeah, so that'll be a couple streams this weekend. Then Sunday is the big free agency stream as well, man. So hopefully you guys can all tune in. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Shout out to everybody in the chat, man. We got about 600 people watching us on YouTube. Shout out to everybody on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, wherever you guys are watching from. Like I said, man, this is the home of the diehard Knicks fan. So if you're new to the channel, leave us a hashtag new so we can shout you out. And make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the upcoming shows. Shout out to Shells Heavy, our guy Shells Heavy in here. TM, Gary Singh, what's going on? John Talento's in here first. Mitchell Prince, how you feeling, man? Kaiser Sose 718. And Jaden Diaz, JL, so who you got in your chats, man?
Yo, John Talento was also in my chat first.
He's in both. He's watching both.
Yeah, shout out to John Talento.
He's watching both, man. John's my guy.
Shout out to Vince McMahon. Sorry, Mr.
Vince McMahon's in here?
Mick Mahone. My
bad. Oh, okay.
I'm not good with pronunciation of names. What's up to my guys, Cody and Craig, two top KOT candidates. What's going on with y'all? Rich Jim. Did I say Otto-Wise already?
Otto-Wise, what's going on, man?
Yep, Chin Up Kid. Mark Swift, Ricardo Custer, what's going on? Young Simba.
Young Simba pulled up on us yesterday, man.
Yeah, man.
Young Simba pulled up on us. We had a little altercation with some disgruntled Nets fans out there. We almost had Young Simba have to beat somebody up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Young Simba ain't a lion cub, man. That boy's a girl. It was about to go down, man. Shout out to Roy Bordeard. He's new. Shout out to Bordeard. He's following on Twitter. Yeah. Shout out to Roy. Who else we got new in here? Let's see. Joseph Metzl, what's good? And Andre Spann, welcome, Andre. Fulton IC 68, what's going on? Louis Rosado, Kenyatta King, salute to you guys. My guy Gladiator checking in from PR, what's going on? Yo, we ran into a lot of people from the show at Barclays, man, and that was good to see.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So shout out to everybody that pulled up on us at Barclays. Had nothing but good things to say about the show. It was real cool to meet you guys in person because obviously, you know, it's just me and JL sitting behind the screen. So when you get to meet people who are supporting the show and watching, it's a good feeling, man. So shout out to everybody that came out last night.
Word. Shout out to Ian. Shout out to Jonathan. That's all I can remember right now. My memory bad.
Yeah. Young Simba.
Yeah, we shouted out Young Simba.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, back to the phones. Let's go uptown. Let's go to Shaka. Shaka from Harlem. He wants to talk about RJ, and he likes the D-Lo move. Shaka, what's going on, bro?
What's up, CP and JLS? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you feeling?
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm all right. I just got off work. I'm a little tired. But I had to call you guys in. I've been listening to your show. I caught you guys midway through this past season. And, you know, I've been looking for some good Knicks content because, you know, I used to work in the kitchen. So I have my headphones in trying to, you know, listen to some good Knicks news. So you guys really hit the jackpot for me on that one. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys and what you guys do. But on to D'Angelo Russell, I think that he would be a good fit for our team because I feel like he fits our timeline. In terms of, like, you know, age-wise. And I feel like he has a lot of potential. Yeah. Like, I don't think that it's just like he was on a contract year and that's it. I feel like he actually has the potential to be a really good player, a perennial all-star, you know, and actually help lead the team to a championship one day. So I feel like we should really keep our eyes on him. And I just want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For me, it's the price.
I mean, we could get him for, like, a little bit less than a max deal. I feel like we should do it. like, definitely don't sign max money on him, because he's like a little bit of an enigma in terms of like what he's gonna be. But I do like what I saw from him this past season. You know, I've been watching the Nets a little bit, and I like what he displayed, and I feel like, you know, like Kyrie's gonna go to the Nets and they're not gonna keep him. So, you know, I feel like we should, you know, at least take a chance on him.
Okay.
And in terms of RJ Barrett, I really like that. I really like that on pickup for us at the third pick. I feel like that's the first pick that the Knicks got that the fans actually wanted in a long time. We've been picking a lot of dudes that the fans have been booing for years. And RJ's been like the first guy that the LA Knicks fans like satisfied, you know. So I'm really happy with that. I like his potential. I like his mindset. He has a really strong mindset. In terms of the Maple Mamba out here, I feel like he has to earn that. You can't just be coming out here like calling yourself Maple Mamba, you know.
He can be,
man.
Maple,
like,
Mamba, because we're in New York, but he can't be NYC Mamba till a couple years.
That's the real nickname.
Maple Mamba, that's his baby name. He can keep that.
What
Ari gave him? Ari gave him Midtown Mamba. He can't be Midtown Mamba.
Midtown.
He can't be Midtown Mamba for a little bit. You got to take it to the playoffs first, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to go to playoffs first, man.
One quick thing before I go, I want you guys to know if you guys give me like a quick prediction of what you think RJ's stats will be in his rookie year.
Oof. What do you think, JLS? What's your prediction?
His stats for his rookie year? I don't know, man. That's kind of hard to project. You don't know who's gonna be here. Like I want to see who's on the team first.
We gotta see who's on the team first.
Like, because obviously you get, like, a free agent, obviously not KD. Like, if a Kyrie comes here or something.
Yeah.
And his stats probably drop. But, you know, if it's him and some role players who are free agents.
Right.
His stats probably rise. If he gets, you know.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. Let's see the team round out first, and we'll give you our preseason predictions, you know, around that time. Let's wait till, like, September time, you know. Is he passing the ball to Kawhi Leonard, or is he passing it to Lance Thomas again? You know what
right.
I'm saying? There's a big difference in your assist numbers in that regard. You know what I mean, Taylor?
And he's probably not going to have the assist numbers if Kawhi Leonard is here. Kawhi probably passing the ball to him.
Yeah, right. So we'll see. Is it Moutier getting the ball to him, or is it Kyrie getting the ball to him?
Oh, man. Yeah. If Moutier comes back, then, dog, he –
I don't know, man. I can't call it that. Let's go to VA. Let's go to Brian from VA. He wants to talk about the youth movement. Brian, how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Happy Friday.
First off, just want to thank you guys for all the content. You're making Knicks basketball even that much more exciting.
Thanks, man.
But I did want to talk about why everyone should be excited. I think one of the craziest stats in sports, you guys probably know it better than I do, but I'm pretty sure the last first round pick we re-signed was Charlie Ward. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
So that's a team. I'm 29 years old, so this is a team that I've never seen a youth, like, young Knicks team. And although my heart is broken about KD and Kyrie probably not coming to us, I'm very excited about the youth movement because I've never seen it before. I've seen us try to lower the free agents. It never works out. But now we got, you know, five or six guys, and I even like this second-round guy that we got that we can really build on. And we still have the most cap money in the league. So even if we don't get who we really thought and really wanted, we're still going to get people to round out an insanely talented, youthful team. So I just think it sounds like on your channel, all the other channels I listen to, everyone is very excited, but then you turn on First Take and, you know, we're getting all this hate because,
yeah,
you know, we're just going to flop like the same old Knicks. But it is great to turn on your channel. It seems like we're all on the same page, but I just think everyone should be excited about this Knicks team.
Well said, man, and appreciate the comments, Brian. I mean, listen, JL, we said it, man. Expect the hate. Expect the narrative. Sell the team. It's all Dolan's fault if they don't get these guys. Expect all of it, man. Expect all of it.
Expect all that.
But the fans would sense no just like Brian says, we still have flexibility. We haven't been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be a slow burn. You know what I mean? Yes, it'll be a slow burn, but we still have not been in a situation where we have a bevy of young talent who we're going to try to mold and develop along with some financial flexibility that we can augment the team, supplement the team with some more talent down the road.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. Like, there's players on the team to be excited about, man. So, like, regardless if we strike out a free agency or not, I feel like the fans, diehard fans who are following the progression of Knox and DSJ and Frank Martina and who will follow the progression of RJ Barrett, they're going to be excited to watch these young guys go at it and play, man. So, I think we're going to be fine, man. We're going to be fine. I'm really excited to get this season started. I know it just ended, but I'm excited already to get this season started.
I'm excited, man. Yo, I'm going to Vegas for summer league, man. Come on, bro. I'm going down there, man. I'm going down there, man, to see these young Bulls. You see, last summer league, we were all over it. We saw the emergence of Money Mitch, and we followed his progression from the preseason straight through to the season, and you see what that looked like. I mean, I'm excited about it, man, regardless, you know. I'm not expecting anything major in free agency. I'll just be honest. I'm not expecting it. If we get who we want, fantastic. If we don't, it's still a good season. It's still a good offseason for us. I'm not going to go back to that KP thing or bust because he didn't want to be here anyway. So you have to get rid of him.
Stop that. Do you regret trading KP? Yeah. He didn't want to be here.
He didn't want to be here.
You don't want to be here, move. Move, get out. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Get out. I don't care. If you won't want to be here, go. It's not about regret. He didn't want to be here. So we doing him a favor and us a favor. We get in the cash space and you get in the hell out.
That's it.
That's it.
That's how I see it, man. You know, I'm not trying to sit here and play both sides of the fence. That's how I truly feel. I never believed in chasing free agency. Because it's never worked for us to begin with, Jay Ellis. You know what I mean? Like, when you're so used to getting dissed by the girl, you know, it's of no surprise if it doesn't happen again when you try to holler, man. It's just of no surprise.
Yeah, I feel you.
She turns you down so many times. You're used to
it. It happens again. Well, you know what, CP? You get turned down so many times, dog. You keep trying. Eventually, you'll be good at it.
No, there you go. Okay, good analogy.
Then you find yourself a wife.
There you go.
And a baby, as you know.
There you go, man. So eventually, it turns around for you. Eventually, man.
You might get good at it in a few years. Who knows? You might be good at it this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you see what it is.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. So shout out to Brian from Virginia for that. Let's go to. Where we want to go? Who else wants to chime in here? I see someone else. Let's go to Curtis. Let's go to North Carolina again. Let's go to Curtis. He wants to talk about the youth build. Curtis, how you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I love the show, fellas. Love what y'all doing, man.
Thanks, bro. Thank you, man.
I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I'm out here in North Carolina now. But
okay.
keeping up with the team, listening to the show all the time. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about the youth movement, man. Again, like the last guy was saying, this is the first time we really seen us trying to do this and go this direction, you know, where we really focusing on building through the young guys. And I just would hate to see them mess it up because, you know, we good for it. By trying to chase, like, these big names that we don't get and then we end up settling for something. Like I like D'Lo and I love what he did in Brooklyn, but I would feel like to get him would be settling again. Like, you know, classic.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I just really hope they stick to it and stay faithful to the youth movement and let the young guys develop, man, because I like Knox. I like Trier. You know, like, Trier could turn around and be something that we never saw coming. You know what I mean? Because he has that type of mentality.
Isil's my guy, man.
Right.
100%.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nah, yeah, but I just think his potential is, we don't know what his ceiling is yet, you know?
We don't know.
Neither him, nor Mitch. We don't know where any of their potential is. And then I just feel like bringing in certain guys, it stunts the growth of the young talent, you know?
So yeah.
That's just pretty much it.
Okay, appreciate the call, man. Definitely appreciate the support, Curtis. North Carolina in here heavy, Jails. North Carolina is definitely in here heavy.
North Carolina, shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah. The thing is that, well, for one, you know, one thing is that there's no trades to be made. The 80 trade is gone.
It's done.
So this is the youth build is here, whether we get two free agents or not. The youth is still going to be here. All these guys are still going to be here. So,
yeah.
You know, once the AD trade is gone, you know, forget about Bradley Beal. They're not going to trade for him. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, right now, all you do is keep building up the youth and keep building up assets and go on from there. There might be a time where we keep building assets that there might be time to trade for a disgruntled star.
There
like
you go.
The Raptors did. And then we'll look back and we'll have 8 or 9 first-round picks that we can package in the deal to bring our own AD or our own Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So, it's more than one way to skin a cat.
More than one way. It's more than one way. And I'm like, I continue to say, you still needed DeRozan to turn into Kawhi Leonard. You still needed Valanciunas to turn into Marcus Gasol. You know what I'm saying? And those dudes weren't bad players. They came up in that organization, and they won. They didn't win the championship, but they were at the top of the East every year.
Yeah. You guys put those good players with some draft picks. Turn that into a great play when the time is right. Because at some point, some top-tier agent gets pissed.
Yeah.
And when they want to go.
And when they want to go, you're right there.
Yeah. Then you pounce.
That's it, man. All right, so let's get another call in, and then we're going to talk about some of the guys that went undrafted that we were still able to sign. Let's go to Jay from East New York. He want to talk about DeAndre Hunter. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Hey, man.
How you doing?
What's going on? You get me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
You get me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Hello?
That's even better.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Hunter went full, man. He went full, man. But RJ is here. He's in New York. You know, congratulations to him, man. I'm looking forward to the youth movement. I ain't really tripping on DeAndre Hunter no more. It is what it is. You know, we got RJ now. He's in New York, so that's what it is. We going with him, you know. But as far as, like, the youth movement go and, like, chasing free agents, why are the two, like, why they can't be, like, the same thing? Like, why is it mutually exclusive? Like, we could still have a youth movement and still bring a star in or a blue chipper, you know, somebody that could, you know, get us over the hump because it's, like, look at Denver. Like, that's what they did. They drafted a few guys, you know, and then Jokic came out of nowhere, you know? So it's like, why we can't do the same thing?
We can. They just got to want to come.
Yeah, it depends on the age of the veteran as well because, you know, Paul Millsap isn't like a super top-tier free agent, but he's a really, really, really good piece. They lucked out.
He was just a good player.
Right. Exactly. So, like, it changes when – it changes when the free agent is an older all-star because then the pressure is on to make something happen right then and there.
Right, because your young boys have to be ready to lead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that veteran free agent is just another piece to get them over the hump. But we're not there yet, so that's why you don't want to get, a Horford at an expensive deal. I'll take Horford on a cheap deal.
Yeah.
But you don't want to give him his market value,
nothing
crazy like that.
You know,
but,
like, as far as the Kyrie topic, like, I feel like Kyrie, he's a little whimsical, so I don't want to believe anything that the media is saying, him going to the Nets. I'm going to go with what he said out of his mouth. Like, talk to him July 1. Like, you know, like, everybody should just Kool-Aid Jets with Kyrie. Like, he going through some things in Boston, so he lashed out a little bit. It's hectic out here, you know, but in New York, he's not going to have those problems because he's going to come in with open arms, and then, you know, he's going to be the guy. And then we got guys around him that's young, and they gunning for it. I seen a stat earlier today about Kevin Knox. He scored about 970-something points for the season. That's pretty good, like, among small forwards. So, like, he's on track to, you know, becoming somebody that could put the ball in the hole, like, if he fill out right. So we got some pieces. Trier, I like him. He come off the bench bucket. So we I don't feel like we too far off. We just need like one or two, you know, those guys, like somebody with a name, and then we right there. We not that far off. Everybody should just chill. And you know what I'm saying? Let the youth movement happen. Let it bubble up, and then hopefully we get a guy or two.
Well said, man. Appreciate the call, Jay.
Calls on fire tonight, man.
Calls on fire, man. The fan base is optimistic, Jay. That's what you want to hear, man. Optimism, man. Optimism. Like we said, we never been here before. This is our first time here. It doesn't mean it's going to translate into anything. It just means we got to stay. Mill said it today. We got to stay patient, unfortunately. Got to stay patient. You know, they messed it up in so many years and so many decades that it's still, you still got to let the soup bubble, man. You got to let it simmer, bro.
Yeah, man. Got to let it simmer. We in that slow cooker right now.
We in the slow cooker.
It's fine. The slow cooker comes out.
The slow cooker,
man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So let me get to the, and shout out to everybody in the chat once again. Let's go to the undrafteds, because we did get a couple guys that I know some guys in the chat like.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys we got was Wilkes out of USC. Let me fix my highlights up here. This guy is 6'8". He signed a two-way deal with the squad.
Yep.
So that means Isaiah Hicks. The Isaiah Hicks era is over.
Sorry, Cody.
Because this kid's name is, let me pull this kid's name up in 1 second. The Isaiah Hicks era is over. Chris Wilkes, first man up. 6'7", swingman out of UCLA. Draft Express says he's 6'7" and 2, 6'11" wingspan. Nice size for a small forward. Needs to get stronger to prepare himself for the college game. Or for the pro game. Improving his frame. Could play some power forward at the next level down the road. Let's see what Knicks Film School had to say about him. 6'8 guard wing who has a 5-star recruit from Indianapolis. At Bruins leading scorer. He finished his sophomore season as the Bruins leading scorer, 17.4 points per game. He was named second team All-Pac-12.
Okay.
Let's see areas of improvement. Let's see. It says areas of improvement. He became a master of scoring in garbage time. I have to admit.
Another Mario here.
Yeah, another Mario. He says he's gifted but lazy on defense. Good shot about 43% overall, 33% from three, which not that great. 67% from the line. Yeah, looks like a project.
Yeah, definitely looks like a project.
Looks like a project. So that
looks like a project. Yeah, physical gifts. You know, 6'11" wingspan, 6'7" guy.
Yeah,
fits the Knicks mold of a guy who's around that height. He can probably switch. But yeah. Got to coach that motor, looks like, on that defensive end.
Facts. It definitely provides that length. You know, definitely has that wingspan, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll definitely get a look at Chris Wilkes in the summer league. That's Chris Wilkes, 6'8", out of UCLA. Okay. If anybody knows anything about him, man, be sure to call us up and let us know what you think. David in the chat thinks highly of him. He certainly thinks highly of him.
All right.
All right. So yeah, we'll see. Like I said, if you guys have thoughts on it, let's see. We should definitely get Spencer back in. See what Spencer thinks about him.
Yeah, definitely.
I know Scott Perry was pretty high on him. Scott Perry thought that that he would have gotten drafted. He was surprised that he didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
That was Scott Perry's thoughts on Chris Wilkes. So. Ninja P definitely doing his work. Let's see if we see anything else. Let's just scrolling through Twitter here, see if we see any other reactions. John Rothstein says productive college player.
Okay.
Chris Wilkes. John Rothstein, he's the draft expert.
Okay.
Let's see what else. All right.
I haven't got a chance to really dive into these processes.
Yeah, right. We just kind of just getting into it, man. But We'll try to get Spencer on, get Spencer's thoughts on it. And like I said, if anybody else has any thoughts on the kid, let's go. Brutus from Twitter says, his son and Jamal Wilkes. Interesting. Okay. Jamal Wilkes from the Lakers, NBA championship.
Okay.
That's his son. Okay. So he's got the pedigree. He's got the championship pedigree.
All right. That means he's had some training.
Yeah. All right.
Probably an NBA player showing him some stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next guy in Amir Hinton. Amir Hinton, he went to Shaw. Shout out to everybody who went to HBCU, coming out the HBCU rankings. Hinton, they're comparing him to a bootleg D-Wade, JLS.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was an interesting comparison, man. Let's take a look at these highlights, courtesy of BallersLife.com.
Okay.
It looks like he's playing here in what amounts to be a middle school gym with a Yeah. Ah, boy, guy. Pull-up game wasn't that great.
Who's that mask, man?
Yeah, that one was pull-up game was not that strong. But I think he averaged 20-something points at Shaw.
Okay.
Nice little mid-range, though. Nice little mid-range. Let's see what Knicks Film School has to say about him. It says, Hinton's contract contains an Exhibit 10 clause, which provides an avenue for the Knicks to convert him into a two-way if they like what they see from him this summer.
Okay.
They say, JB says, I wonder if the Knicks are looking to convert Kadeem Allen to a standard NBA contract, which I think they will bring Kadeem Allen in. I think they will.
Kadeem, in his limited sample size last season, played pretty well.
Right. And they're saying if they do convert Kadeem to a standard contract, that'll open up a two-way spot for Hinton. So let's see. He played ball at Shaw, born in Philly, averaged 30 points a game, 4.9 bounds, 4 dimes, and 3 steals.
Yes.
In the CIAA. Okay.
Okay.
So he's a filler. He's a filler. Let's go to, I think this is a good segue to get to Guillermo, because he wanted to talk about him. So Guillermo, you're up, man. What's your takes on Hinton?
Yeah, man, it was good, guy. Good meeting you guys yesterday. At the bar.
Yeah, man, good times, bro.
Amir Hinton. Am I going to – oh, my bad.
No, go ahead. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I like Amir Hinton, man. He's pretty good going to the basket. Kind of sucks at threes, shooting like 29%. They can shoot him from the corner. They did call him a bootleg Dwayne Wade. But, you know, when you call somebody a bootleg Dwayne Wade, that means he also has pretty good body control, which is very underrated because Dwayne Wade probably had the best body control I've seen from a guard in years. So if we can get Amir Hinton, I don't know how it works. If we can get him in the D-League, hone his defense because, you know, he's a willing defender. He's a good defender, but he's not elite. He cheats a lot. This kid has talent. I mean, I know he's a stat stuffer at D2, which is, you know, it's D2, but, hey, he's a scorer, and I think that, look, if you get his attitude right, because when you look at a guy like Amir Hinton, we have another stat stuffer point guy in Trier. But Trier's attitude, he's very egotistical. He's been pampered his whole life. You know, I know he has that whole little story of him as Mongolian, but I've heard stories of him being pampered his whole life. So we got to change that up. We have to make it so that, yes, we have hungry kids on his team, but we got to make it so that, you know, when what's this guy's name? When Fizdo said, he's not going to punish you for effort mistakes. He's going to punish you for dumb mistakes or selfish reasons. He didn't really live by that, right? He kind of sounded like a chick who says they want a good man, but they always go out with the bad dude, right? It's like, you know, you listen to what, see what he does, don't listen to what he says. So Fizdo got to live by his words this year. And, you know, just really quick, just a segue, the good and bad. Good things that we drafted, you know, I don't know about this Wilkes guy. He kind of seems like he has not a go-getter attitude, but it seems like everyone else, the Iggy kid, RJ Barrett, all these guys are go-getters. And we didn't really have that really last year outside of Mitch, who was more so, you know, a really good defender, kind of energy guy. It's up to Fizzo to coach these kids up. You know, you can say all that good stuff, blah, blah, but you got to coach these kids up. You got to have your system in place. You got to have philosophy. You got to have the proper spacing. You got to have defensive philosophy on the court. And, you know, everybody wants to talk about these stars and stuff. I think that we should actually go after, you know, these veterans who are going to come in, the James Posey-like veterans, the Tony Allen-type guys who are going to come in and be the mentors for your kids on the floor, right? You know, look what – I know everyone got DeAndre Jordan last year, but DeAndre Jordan came in. Mitchell Robinson's not fouling as much. His footwork is a lot better. He played way better defense. So, I mean, this is the time for you to mold your team. No one's going to put pressure on you to go out and sign a Kyrie or a KD. This is a perfect time for you, Fizzell, to not go and try to overspend. Build these kids up. Give them the system because they need it. They need guidance. They need direction. And get your veteran floor generals here. So when the Lillards or whoever might come in the future, I know next year is pretty weak. When they come, then you could come and plug them, put them in your system, and now they're a multiplier. They have a multiplier effect to your ready budding foundation, your ready budding kids on the team.
True indeed, man. Couldn't have said it better myself, bro. Good times yesterday, too, man. Nice to meet you, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, salute to you guys, man. I'll be at the next event, whatever, man. You guys are cool as hell, man. Peace.
Peace.
All
right. Well
said. Well said,
man. We gotta get that system right, man.
Yeah, man. Like, I know we said it before on the show. Like, I personally want to have veterans here to coach up the kids. I think I said exactly the same thing about the difference when DeAndre Jordan was here and what that did for Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that could be the difference for a lot of these guys on the court. And even, I don't know what paper I was reading last season, but they were talking about the difference in the offense when DeAndre Jordan was here and the defense.
Mm-hmm.
How they were able to do more complicated schemes because DeAndre knew instinctively where to go.
He was a coach on the court.
Exactly. So, like, we get veterans here who have experience and know instinctively where to go. This is going to look a lot better than he did last year. And combine that with the fact that, you know, a system is in place now, that'll be huge for the Knicks and just the reputation going forward.
Hey, well said, man. Well said. Now, we also signed V.J. King out of Louisville. V.J. King out of Louisville. Former McDonald's All-American. It looks like he didn't really live up to his potential at Louisville, only averaging 5.8 points and 8.6 points, respectively, in his freshman and sophomore season. Mental issues, struggles with the coaches seem to be what's holding him back. Packed on some weight. Yeah, it looks like he's on an uphill battle. He said he finished the season on a higher note, ultimately took a huge step back in development, going 8.6 points per game to 3.9 points. 3 rebounds, 0.6 assists, shooting 36% from the field. Many expected him to transfer away after his fresh start. Yeah. Looks like another project. V.J. King out of Louisville. If anybody in the chat knows anything about him, man, be sure to call in. Be sure to call in. Listen, man, unfortunately, I would love to have enough time to watch more college hoops, man, but schedule just won't allow it to, man. It's either full-time Knicks fan TV or no time.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't be out here talking to you guys about the Knicks afterwards. Not a lot of time.
Facts. Not a lot of time, man. Not a lot. If I want to stay married, I can't. I got to sacrifice something, man.
Word. I have a girlfriend, too. I'm trying to get to where CP is.
Well, you know what? But at the end of the day, that's why we bring in Spencer. And shout out to Spencer, man. Spencer was on our show. He got a job with the NBA during the draft. That's why if you were following Spencer, he went straight zero dark 30. You didn't hear from him because he had to stay off. He had to stay off. He really couldn't input his opinions out there because he was basically working for some teams.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely. Watch out for next KOT. I'm going to have him on, too.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Spencer, man. Well, welcome back. I know he'd rather be with the NBA teams.
Yep.
But welcome back anyway. Sorry.
Absolutely.
He'll find your way back.
So those are some of the guys that we picked up. Once again, Chris Wilkes out of UCLA, swingman out of UCLA, Amir Hinton out of Shaw, leading scorer out of Shaw. Swingman, bootleg Dwayne Wade, as they say. You know, and then V.J. King out of Louisville. You'll see some more guys coming in as they fill up the summer league roster. We'll see. But, you know, I think obviously at this point, I think you would hope that Iggy has a spot on the team. Looks like he'll be slated for opening night.
Oh, a lot of people are excited about Iggy, man.
I like scrappers, man. Iggy looks like a scrapper to me. You know? Iggy looks like a scrapper. He's gonna bring that toughness, man.
Definitely. Sweeney kind of gave us a little insight on him. He loved him.
Mm-hmm.
By Ryan, who's on our show, on the Nick of Time show, he was raving about him as well. And I even spoke with Spencer a little bit via DM, and he was very excited about him as well. So
okay,
it seems like an overwhelming, like, this guy is the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Scrapper, shooter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like, man. We need some scrappers, man. I'm definitely all for the scrappers. And he told Ian Begley, let's get to the Begley quote. Oh, here's what Spencer said about Iggy. He said, 6'7", strong, plays bigger than his size, smart cutter, really soft touch around the rim with either hand, good shooter with the ability to shoot off motion, plus smart read and replace action. So it looks like we're getting a high IQ player,
mm-hmm.
tough, crafty, and like I said, man, the moment he dunks on Draymond Green, it's his welcome. That's his MSG moment. Yeah. That's his MSG moment. Yeah.
And it's also got to mention that RJ specifically said during the press conference that he always seems to play well with Iggy.
Mm. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens, man. In Iggy's interview with Ian Begley, how would he describe his game? He says, I'm a relentless player. I don't fear anyone or anything. I don't back down from anyone either. I'm very confident in my abilities. That's my guy. let's go. That's all I need to hear, man.
Yeah, man.
That's all I need to hear. All right, let's get back to the phones. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. We got over 700 people in here. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up for your boys. Let's do a city check-in, man. Wherever you guys are checking in from, I'd like to see where you guys are at all over the world. Throw your cities in the chat, where you guys repping from, and we'll definitely shout out some of you guys, man. Salute to the Knicks fans all around the world, and thanks again for showing love to the channels, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to upstate. Let's go to Waheed Khan. He's from upstate New York. He thinks we need to sign these max free agents this year. Waheed, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I hear you guys talking about I'm hearing a lot of people say that we should continue to rebuild. That's the vibe I'm getting. Are you guys agreeing with that, or would you rather go in free agency and get Kevin Durant?
Well, I mean, either way, you're still rebuilding, because even if you get KD, it's not like he's going to play. So
yeah, it's like if we get KD,
mm-hmm.
if we just get KD and then we don't get another big free agent and we use that cap space to fill out our team or take on some contracts, mm-hmm. that's kind of the same thing as rebuilding with not as much pressure. So I'm for that as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm for that right as well.
Well,
if we get two max free agents, then
mm-hmm.
it's different.
But like my entire thing was like just getting Kevin Durant. If that's a priority of the Knicks, I'm hearing that the Golden State Warriors are offering to re-sign Kevin Durant for one more year or 5 years, give him that max contract that he wants. That's what I'm hearing, right? And trade him to a team that he wants to get traded to. So don't you agree that if we want Kevin Durant, the Knicks have to put themselves in a position to make it more appealing to go to the Knicks than, let's say, the Clippers?
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do? Are you trying to trade for him now?
If we're trying to trade for him.
Or are you saying we need to go hard after, I guess, Kawhi Leonard or somebody to entice him to come and not go back to the Golden State?
Well, that's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if Kevin Durant isn't sure right now at this moment that he wants to go even leave the Golden State Warriors because he's hurt, right? He wants to give himself a year. That's what they're
mm-hmm.
He's not going to commit himself to the Golden State Warriors, that he still wants to leave. And the Knicks have room for two people, two cast to like two max contracts. So why
mm-hmm.
shouldn't the Knicks, knowing that they have a max cap space for two players, let Kevin Durant go to the Golden State Warriors, knowing that he still may leave next season for a trade from the Knicks, because that way it helps Golden State, and we still get Kevin Durant.
Go ahead, Giles.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Sorry.
No?
Yeah, I'm not trading for him, if that's what you're saying. I'm definitely not trading.
Why not? Well, what do you mean? Why wouldn't we trade for him?
Because there's no point.
Why would we not do
that? There's no –
I'm confused.
You're gonna now give him the full Supermax and then trade half your
mm-hmm.
team for him?
Hell
I'm
no.
not even saying trade half your team. I'm not saying trade half your team.
Well,
like,
how much
do
you think
you're
going to
do this?
You know,
No.
We don't have any leverage right now, man.
No, but I disagree with what you guys are saying that we don't have to trade half the team. I say,
how
like, why would you get Kevin Durant? Okay, think about this, right? If Kevin Durant has a no-trade clause right now, right, he's going to the Warriors telling them that they are going to agree that you're going to trade me to the team I want, right? So it doesn't mean we're giving everything. Maybe we might have to give up one player, like for Knox or something, so they have, like, they get something in return for him. That doesn't mean they're going to, like, blow us out of the water and they're, like, we're going to have to give them half the team. We might have to give them, like, Dennis Smith Jr. and Knox for Kevin Durant. Yeah, we can get him now, but he's not ready to come now. If he's not ready to come now, wouldn't you still take Kevin Durant over Kevin Knox and Dennis Smith Jr.? Who would you rather have?
Yeah, but you're not getting him for that price. That's the problem. Thanks for the call, bro. Appreciate it.
We still got to build a team. We're going to end up in a worse situation than friggin' Lakers are with three players on their squad.
That would be worse than the Melo trade.
It would be worse.
That would be worse than the Melo trade, man.
The only reason why I'm willing to get KD on the team now is because we don't have to give up anybody.
Yeah.
And we can just absorb his contract and then hope for the best.
Yeah.
Like, if we're trading away assets and then trading away our whole youth, if it don't work out, we're basically starting from scratch.
That's a fact.
And I don't think you understand that we have to match salaries. You can't just...
Yeah, we got to match salaries, right? You can't... This ain't 2K trades, man. You can't override the trade after you try to trade Moutier and Hezonja for KD.
If homeboy's getting a super max, which is what? I don't know, like 30 mil? What? And our players are only making 4 or 5 million. How many players are going to take to match one play? Like, we have to decimate the whole team. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. Appreciate the call, Aheem, but yeah, we can't do that, bro. We're not that desperate, man. Not that desperate. All right, let's go to North Carolina again. Let's go to Jay. He wants to give his input on the draft. Jay, how you feeling, man?
Yo, what's up with y'all, man? Happy Friday to y'all, man.
How you doing, bro? Happy Friday,
man,
bro.
I got to tell you, man, I was feeling old boy earlier when he was saying on the phone when it got down to like 2 minutes left, you know what I'm saying? Like, wondering what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I was like, we're not getting ready to do no Daniel Jones. Ain't no way in the world. But when we got RJ, I was so relieved, man. I was like, you know, even though that's the basically right pick, it was opportunities for you to go out there and play around and do something, you know what I'm saying? But for real, that was the right situation for us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, I didn't think they were gonna pull a New York Giants on us. I didn't think so. RJ was in the bag the whole time, you know.
Yeah. When Woj came out and said,
"I know that's
right," I was like, "All right."
Yeah.
When Woj came out and said it, I was like, "All right, we know what's up."
Yeah. Nah, there was no
right,
trouble.
Right.
I mean, and let's be honest though, this draft class wasn't really, you know, that type where it was even to be questioned. To be honest, I think it was RJ the whole time.
And then he really showed me he was home. He really showed me he was home when he walked up into the stands. And like, y'all, come on and go with me. He really showed me something, man. Like, I've been waiting to get here, man. But now the dude that's just talking, no, ain't no way in the world we trade Barrett in no sophomore year, no Knox, no Mitchell, in no junior years in the NBA. Back to no Golden State for no Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I love to have right. Kevin just to have him on the team. Just have him on the team to help take the top off. We need, you know what I'm saying? We need some big names to want to come and play in our league. That'll be good. But besides that, like I said the other day, I ain't even looking for Kevin. Let's rock with this young core, man. Bring them up.
Yeah.
They ready.
I hear that, man.
And
appreciate the call, Jay. Go ahead, Jails.
Let me just reiterate.
Mm-hmm.
I would love Kevin here. That's not what I'm saying. I would love Kevin here. So, you know, coach the young guys on the bench, rehab with us, and, you know, be a deadly assassin when everybody is nice next year, like, and be part of that squad. But trading for Kevin, like, it's going to decimate our team.
Yeah, no, we ain't doing that. Not doing that.
Actually, to help him out. So, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, It's we're not desperate. We're not desperate in that regard. And we wouldn't even have the trade package to put together. It's just not realistic.
Yeah, it's not.
Just not realistic, man. But shout out to everybody in the chat. Once again, let's see where everybody's checking in from. Babyface LaCosta checking in from Watts, West Coast in the building. Steve Stark, appreciate the super chat yesterday. Steve Stark sent us a super chat. He's checking in from Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, yo, I got a
Melbourne, Florida. Go ahead, JL.
Somebody sent a super chat, Matt Riley. Guard Up Knicks. Shout out to Guard Up Knicks.
Okay. Shout out Guard Up Knicks. Car Guru checking in from Latvia. What's going on, Car? Big O to third, BX to Lake Worth. Carlos Martinez, Australia in the building. We got Delaware. Ronald Surgeon, what's going on? West Palm Beach. Brick right. City, we got Newark in the building. Oops, upside your head. Justin, matter of fact, we met Justin Ariola last night at Slattery's, checking in from Newark. Shout out to Justin.
All right, shout out, Justin.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Rich Jim was good. Enzo 954 was good. Wilson was good.
Yes, sir.
Andre Brown, Hector Gotson.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Cody Manuel doing a good job. Cody and Craig doing a good job holding down the chat for me.
What's up, Cody? What's going on, Cody? We got Mike Check. He says Toronto champions all day. So we got a Raptors fan in here supporting us. That's all good. Appreciate the love.
And the RJ blowover.
Yeah, that's the spillover. The RJ spillover. Yeah. We got Raptors fans in here. Big shout out to Rome Day to Takeover, Jay Ellis. Rome Day to Takeover, guy Rome. When I pulled up at the draft, first off, the first person I saw was Mark Berman of the New York Post. Got off the train, and I saw Berman, and it was funny because that was the first time I ever met him a couple years back. Was on the train, so we had him on the podcast, as you guys know, and then you know to see him again getting off the train. So me and Berman rapped a little bit on the way to Barclays, and then first person I ran into after that was Rome. And Rome was out there holding the vibe with me and Jay Ellis. Shout out to Rome.
Yeah, Rome. Good dude.
Yeah, Rome was a cool dude. Like I said, man, when you don't know who these people are that you're talking to every night, and then all of a sudden they just pull up on you like, yo, you know, dap you up, show love to the show. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing because we all like-minded, man. We all Knicks fans. We all want to see each other win. And, you know, for them to support us like that, man, it's a beautiful thing, JL. So definitely shout out. Everybody that pulled up on us last night, for sure.
For those who don't know, I am the 5'7" assassin. Right?
don't get it twisted.
I'm not 5'8" and the 5'7" assassin. I'm out here still for the Knicks.
Absolutely. Bomb in the chat says, was Berman cool on the podcast? Yeah, he was. That Berman podcast was dope. I mean, I'll leave you guys in the chat to comment on it. I thought the Berman interview was great, man.
Yo, I love the Berman interview, man. The Berman interview was really good. We got some really good stuff. We talked a lot about everything. He gave us his personal opinions on things. Not shy about that. And he also addressed some of the social media stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I made sure I wanted to ask him that. That was the first call. I was like, I got to talk to him about Nick's Twitter versus the beat. I got to get his opinion on it. And he was straightforward. He said he's not ducking nobody, man. He's not ducking nobody. He doesn't block anybody. He takes it all in stride. And you know, his whole thing was he writes articles. Articles need to be read. And, you know, whether it's negative, positive reactions, people still reading it. So his job is solidified in that regard.
Yeah, man.
You know?
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Abu Adam. He's checking in from Birmingham, UK, Birmingham. Abu, man, it's probably like 3 a.m. out there, man. So support. Salute to the support, man.
Yo, is the Nets beef on there?
Oh, I didn't. I just threw this together real quick. I think I put it at the end. The Nets fans that we was about to squabble with. We was about to jump into the stands, man. They was disrespecting RJ. I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah, I was feeling that at all.
Me and Jay Ellis about to jump in the stands, man. Yeah, this just a little This is just a little recap from yesterday. Just showing a little recap from yesterday from the draft party. Shout out to everybody that pulled up. CP the artist in the chat. What's going on, CP? Knox team says we got to get Woj. House plan says we got to get Allen Hahn. Eventually, you know, we're working our way. We got Begley. So
we got Begley, man. Yeah,
we got Begley, man. We got Moke Hamilton coming on Sunday.
Yep.
So we working, man. Oh, here go the Nets fans right here. There was some Nets fans up there. They just want to be on Knicks Fan TV, man.
Everybody's a fan, dog.
Yeah, everybody's a fan, dog. They know Pooch ain't showing them that kind of love, man. You know? Nick says we should bring Bondi on. We should, man.
Hell no.
What do you mean? If Bondi ain't getting no more love no more, man. He can't even go to MSG anymore, man.
I can't do, I don't know.
That might be a bad look for us. He might be damaged goods.
Oh, man.
You know, MSG's always watching, JL, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. We might ban by association.
We might get guilty by association. Word. We can't hang around Bondi, bro.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Bombo in the chat says, we did get Ian Begley on. For those of you who want to see the Ian Begley and the Mark Berman interviews, there's an eye icon in the top right-hand side of your screen. Click on that eye. We put all the latest and relevant videos in there. We put our fan polls in there. Tonight's fan poll is old. I didn't change it yet. But the most recent videos and the dope videos, the Begley and the Berman interviews are there. So make sure you check it out. Leave us a comment on it. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought.
I got my Mitch shirt on my but the sound, yeah, the Berman video is on the Berman interview for me is on the SoundCloud. I don't have it on the YouTube.
Yeah. Big O the third. I definitely agree with you on that one, Big O. Good comment on that. All right, back to the phones. Let's go back to North Carolina. Let's go to Wayno from North Carolina. He wants to talk about the draft and KD. Wayno, how you feeling, bro?
What's good, bro? Yo,
how you feeling?
I was actually thinking that the KD, if we were able to get KD, say we weren't able to get, like, someone else to come with him, but if we just got KD, it would actually be somewhat of a blessing for the Knicks because it would actually give them a chance to actually acquire even more assets while KD kind of sits. You know what I'm saying? KD sits up a little bit for a year. We get a chance to not only we get to be a little, we get to be bad again, probably get back in the lottery, but we also get a chance to, people tell me, oh, we're down on Knox and all that nonsense. But, you give Knox another year, he improves his stock, the same for the same for Mitch, same for Treya, Barrett comes out, he has a good rookie campaign. You know what I'm saying? Now all of those people that kind of like how they was kind of like saying they weren't good enough for the AD trade. Now you give them another year, you build those guys stock up, then you get some more assets with another lottery pick, and you got KD sitting up. You know how things go in the NBA. Somebody becomes available that we not able to get for him for when he's back ready to play in 2020, in a weird way, it may end up being a blessing for them. Even if he don't come, it'll still be a blessing for them. I feel like, they're going in the right direction with the way that they got these, this young core. I really like Scott Perry. Look like he really got a plan in mind. To me, it seemed like either way we go, as long as they stick to the script, we in a good spot.
Yeah. I agree. Appreciate the call, Wayno. Good points, man. It's good points. It'd be house money if we get KD in here, man. It'd give us a chance to develop the youth, let him rest. And then, like you said, you never know the names that he himself can attract when he gets healthy. I know the 2020 draft class is not the best, but you never know. It might impact who we can get this year.
Yeah.
Never know.
You never know.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to Wayno. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mustafa. He wants to comment on the youth bill. Mustafa, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I almost lost you. I was on hold for a minute earlier, but it's all good. I called back.
Yeah, man. Everybody want to call and get their points here, man.
Hey, I feel you, man. I feel you. I'm loving the show tonight. Hey, something Young Simba said early, I seen this comment, and he said something about Kendrick Perkins, why he an on-air personality first. Kendrick Perkins is killing it on Get Up. And dude got a lot of respect in the league because he got a ring and won't nobody step to Kendrick Perkins. So that's why you're going to see Kendrick Perkins on TV. He's actually doing a really good job. I'm feeling Kendrick Perkins right now. The last caller, what he said about KD signing being great, I hadn't really thought of it like this. The KD signing would be great for us for a lot of different reasons. It would be great for us this year because he would eat up the cap. because you know we got to spend 90% of the cap. So if right now with $70 million and we get no KD, no Kyrie, what do we do with that money? We're going to have to end up giving it to a bunch of people we don't want to give the money to. So if he eats up $35 million, that might actually be a good thing for us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at right now, I love Julius Randle. I would like to see him on a long-term deal for, you know, 3-4 years at about $22 million. I don't see no more than $22 million. I probably said that before. I would sign or I would send an offer sheet to D'Lo, but not a realistic offer sheet. Just a bluff offer sheet, like about $18 million, where if they call our bluff and we stuck with them, that's cool. But that puts Brooklyn in a messed up situation, or the Lakers, similar to what Houston did with us with Jeremy Lin. You know what I'm saying? Put them in a shitty situation. So now they got to put up a shut up and spend more money than they might have wanted to spend. So I look at those little points, a little different thing that you could finagle. I'll be all right with D-Lo if we get him, but nothing more than $18 million. I'd be sick to my stomach if we paid more than $18 million for him. And one thing I just wanted to say about filling out the roster if we don't get these free agents, right? This is going to sound crazy, and nobody else is talking about this. This is really going to sound ridiculous crazy. Hey, are we bringing Luke Kornet back? Like real talk. Are we signing Luke Kornet? I like Luke. I want to see Luke Kornet hitting 4 or 5 threes a game for me this season for a couple of million dollars. You know what I mean? Like,
well, what you doing? What you doing with him, man?
I don't like Kornet. I'm on the fence. Like, there's a lot of guys like him and Noah to me are two
him
guys.
Him and Vonley, right?
Noah Vonley. Like, those guys, it's like,
I
want to
see them back.
I have a hard time trying to pick one if I had to pick one. But I'm interested in bringing those guys back if you can.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
So,
I wouldn't mind bringing Vonley and Kornet. Those would be the guys I want to bring back from the free agents, from our own free agents from last year. Yeah, I'll bring them back.
And I still want Super Mario back for $3 million. I'm going to just end it right there. I know nobody's going to agree with me on that. Three, four. What I'm saying is this. We got the money now. If we didn't have the money, if we had two free agents max, we can't do it. But right now, the way it's looking, we could all sign them dudes back to a 1-1. Or, you know, like, we got the money. What do we do with the money? What do we do with $70 million? I got you guys yesterday. No Tobias. No Al Horford. Like, we're not a team like Utah or Denver who has to overpay free agents to come there, like a Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap gets paid because they can't attract free agents, so they got to overpay somebody. We're not that team. So I don't want to see no players like that. No Horford for $25 million. No Tobias for $30 million. No, I don't want none of them. I'll be good with sticking with the young guys we got and seeing how we go. But let me know how you guys plan on filling out the roster without two max free agents. I want to hear your thoughts, man. And appreciate you guys.
This is going to be tough, man. But Mustafa segued to our upcoming live streams, Jay Ellis. It's a perfect commercial, man, because this week we'll be shifting gears. Tonight we're going to wrap up the draft. I thought we wrapped it up very well. We're going to get into our winners and losers, take a couple more calls and get out of here. But this week, we're going to be talking free agency, myself, Jay Ellis, and we're bringing in Terry from the Terry and Trey Show. We're going to break down our top 10 free agents list. So we're going to have two live streams this week, so stay tuned. That's why you got to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, so you don't miss the upcoming shows this week. So we're going to be doing two of those shows this week, and then next Sunday, June 30th, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Mo Hamilton from The Athletic joins us. Hey, that's going to be when the free agency kicks off. Some decisions can be made right away. So we're going to be breaking it all down. And hope you guys could join us, man.
Yeah.
Hope you guys could definitely join us. All right, let's go to some draft winners and losers. Winners and losers last night. This is just a couple of my thoughts as I was on the way home last night. Winners, definitely the Knicks, right? This is Knicks Fan TV. This is Nick of Time Show. One more alert, we always win even when we lose. Hashtag facts. So good job by Ninja Pete once again, RJ Barrett. We'll see what Iggy turns into, but I definitely thought Knicks came out winners in Barclays Center. I thought the Hawks had a very good draft, bro.
Oh, yeah, the Hawks killed it.
And from a depth perspective, I thought coming out with Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, who one of our callers earlier had mentioned, and Jackson Hayes. I know some people are kind of iffy with Jackson Hayes. I thought the Hawks had a pretty good draft, man. And they finished the season fairly strong. They have a nice mix of vets with Trae Young, who beasted, John Collins, and now to add Hunter. And we'll see what Reddish does at the pro level. I thought they had a good draft, man. What'd you think?
I think they have a good draft, too, man. Like, when they're building the team, like, I like that we got RJ, but I still have concerns with the way our team is built.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's built kind of clumsy.
Yeah. I agree.
The Hawks, they have their guy who can handle the ball and break down defense and trade. And that is giving some room with DeAndre Hunter, who shoots.
Could have their defensive stopper.
Yeah, and Cam Reddish, I mean, he doesn't shoot threes well, Cam, but he's projected in the future. And his defense is good. So they're building it out pretty well. So shout out to the Hawks management, man. They did that.
Yeah, I thought the Hawks did very well in the draft, man. So shout out to Danny Ferry, Grant Hill, and guys. They had a good draft. Let's go to the losers, man. Phoenix Suns. We thought they were supposed to come out of this draft with a point guard.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what happened. They had Kobe White sitting there at six. They passed on him. And, Phoenix Suns did not come out of there with their point guard. Also, go ahead on your Phoenix topic.
I mean, I guess Kobe White is seen more as a combo guard.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
What they were thinking.
Maybe they wanted a pure point because his handle isn't the best, but it's pretty good. So maybe that's what they were thinking. I don't know. That's the only thing I can come up with right now.
Yeah, I don't know. And then how about the Cavs picking Garland when they had Sexton in there? What's going on with that?
Maybe that's what threw up Phoenix. It was like, damn.
Maybe. They were like, oh, shit, what do we do now?
Yeah, because me and you were talking beforehand, and I just knew Garland was going to Phoenix.
Yeah,
because
I thought it was a lot.
Because Sexton was already with the Cavs.
Yeah.
You know what? That's probably what happened. They threw him off. So that it makes you think, how high are they on Sexton? Are they planning on moving Sexton? Are they planning on packaging somebody for another person? They'll have to be in play.
Jarrell says he could play the two. Okay. All right.
I mean, I heard he's good off ball as well as on ball.
Yeah.
Still, that's a really short backcourt.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. The fans' favorite Bull lost.
Yeah.
And not as a person. You know what I mean? He's just a kid. We show love anyway. But Bull, man, he slipped into the second round. He was supposed to be a first-round prospect. Bull did not. And he was disappointed, man. He felt bad for the kid. He was in the green room, Jay Ellis. They said he spent like $100,000 on his suit.
Jeez.
You know. Bull, man, he was disappointed, man. But Bull dips into the second round and ends up getting selected by the Denver Nuggets.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, man. Like, before the injury, he was – the highest I've seen him was five. So for him not to go in the first round at all, like, it was wow. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. I thought maybe he would go mid to 20.
Yeah.
But not in the first round, period. That's nuts.
I told y'all, man, I wanted no parts of him, bro. No,
I already know how you feel about
it. No, thank you, man. Not with that frame. No, thank you, man.
Make me think, if something happened with the medical records that I don't know about, like.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Or are people just that scared that he's not going to be able to complete an NBA season because of his frame?
Effects.
Like, people have taken chances before, especially of a guy who's been dropping buckets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree, man. But yeah, I know a lot of you guys in the chat had liked him, but I wasn't trying to go that way. Another loser, well, if you want to call it that, Taco Fall, man. Taco Fall, another one of the the favorites in the chat. People wanting to go after him. He ends up going to Boston. Taco goes to the Celtics. We had talked about it on the pregame show, Jay Ellis. I wasn't a Taco guy either, man. Too big, man. He's too big. I don't see him lasting, man.
I told you yesterday, CP. Hypeism, dog. What's wrong with you?
Nah, man.
How you don't like your own kind? He's six plus.
He's too tall, man.
You don't like all your fellow tall dudes?
Come on, size 30 boats, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. But, hey, you see Boban getting it in. You never know, I guess. You never know.
He signed a 10-day with the Celtics, I believe.
Yeah.
He's somewhere now.
Yeah, so let's see. So good luck to Taco. Good luck to Bowl. Another winner, Jay Ellis. And this is a curveball. Team Frank rejoice. Team Frank comes out of the draft as winners because their hero did not get traded. Like I knew.
That's right.
Frank didn't get traded. Frank didn't get traded.
Team Frank right here.
Yeah.
He made it.
Hey, we made it, as Drake would say. So Team Frank rejoices once again. And listen, this was a likely move. I never thought there was going to be a trade market for Frank. His value was just really non-existent to me. When I got off the train and I ran into Berman and I asked him about it, he said Philly had interest in him back early in the year. And that interest had waned, obviously, after he got injured and so on. He said Philly was interested for a second rounder. That was Berman, you know, taking for what it's worth.
I saw someone that said Phoenix was interested as well.
Phoenix.
Yeah, yesterday. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's going to be so interesting to see where this kid fits next year, though.
Yeah.
And we got to see how we round out this team because it's like whether it's free agency – or who we have right now, again, where is he going to play?
I don't know.
Where is he going to play?
I don't know. Right now, you got DSJ. It seems like Dean Allen is on board. I don't know.
You got RJ locked at the two. ISO, where's ISO going to play? Is he going to play at the one or is he going to play at the two?
That's why I wouldn't even bring back Mario because it's already confusing. Now that RJ is here, like it seems like it's even more crazy for Mario. Like, you know, Mario's best position was at the one, too.
Yeah. Knox locked at the three.
Yep.
Right? You may go small ball four if he's ready for it.
I don't know.
We'll see what Iggy does. I think Iggy's going to take some minutes with somebody, man.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be Iggy.
So where is Frank's role on the team? Somebody in the chat, please tell me. Where is his role on the team, man? I don't
know. Backup point guard. Backup point guard.
We'll see.
Forward, switch between. I don't know.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
You can work on that jump shot and the handle. You've seen the videos.
Mm-hmm.
On if that translates or not. Or if he's still on the team, you got to wait to see what happens at the end.
Yep. So we'll see what happens, man. I want it to work out for the kid, man. I don't hate on him. I just don't, you know, it just hasn't been working out for him. That's obvious. That's more than obvious. But I just didn't see them finding a trade for him. I didn't see them find the trade for him. I thought he was on the outside looking in, man.
Is Moutier coming back?
I'd say no.
Think so?
I say no.
Mm.
I think you give DSJ the reins. If you strike out on everything, I think you give DSJ the reins. I think you go ISO and Kadeem.
I'm cool with Kadeem.
I say you bring ISO, Kadeem as the third. I don't think Moutier comes back.
Dean's numbers in that short sample size is pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
Really damn good.
I'll bring Kadeem. I'm on point guard three. I want Kadeem Allen. Unless we're getting a veteran in here. Unless
mm-hmm.
we're getting Beverly or Rondo, or we're getting Collison or something like that.
I'm with that too.
Yeah. I'm keeping Kadeem Allen and I tell Moutier thank you. Good luck. Because it just wouldn't make like you were saying when we were talking about like Elfrid Payton the other day. You know, it would just be one of those things, again, you having DSJ there, you got Moutier there, you know, it's just going to be another crazy rotation that you just don't know who's playing on what night, who's going to give you what on what night.
Exactly. Like, we got to pick a direction.
Got to pick a direction, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't develop everybody. There's only one basketball.
Yeah. I'm seeing overwhelming no's in the chat.
And it's like if you pick a direction, it seems like, you know, our coaches and our team is reluctant to put people in the G League where they can get minutes. So it's like it's really If you don't get minutes on the A squad, you're kind of there.
Right, right, right. So that's that. Salute to Siobhan Robinson. He says, he sent us a super chat. He says, Frankie's going to be the water boy in Space Jam 2. Okay.
No.
Space Jam 2. I know AD is out here filming for Space Jam 2. I think they're doing some filming with it. One of my homies, that's AD's guy, brother. And
okay, so, all right.
AD out here. Too Humble also sent us a super chat. Salute to Too Humble. He said, asked what our thoughts was on Taco Fall, but we gave it to him already. And, yeah, that was our draft winners and losers, man. Another loser of the draft, man. Sorry, people. The stream last night was atrocious. Listen, man.
Yeah, man.
When you're at the mercy of technology, sometimes, you know, things just don't work out. The upload speed just wasn't happening, so the audio and the video was a little choppy. But salute to all the day ones, man. We still have people in the chat. People in the chat were still tuning in, you know, catching whatever they could or listening to whatever they could. But Summer League, I'm coming with a booster. I'm coming with a wireless booster, man. Summer League, I will be properly streaming. So, you know, but yeah, we did our best.
I don't even try though. That's why I don't even try to do a live stream on my channel from location, because my joint was so bad. I was like, yo.
But you know what it is? It's when you go into them stadiums, it's concrete everywhere. So it's hard to really, you know what I mean, pop off. But when we did the open practice play by play, we were rocking.
Oh yeah.
We were rocking in MSG, man.
Oh, you were rocking. I was rocking when I was outside. I got inside and we were rocking.
Yeah, for some reason, we were rocking in MSG, man. We were definitely rocking, but yeah. So the audio and the video, apologies on that. It wasn't really what we wanted it to be, but so, like I said, Summer League will bounce back, man. David Timmel says, can't wait for Summer League. Because speaking of which, and you gotta love when people in the chat like help you segue to the different promotions, man.
There you go.
Summer League, J. Ellis. And I was hoping for this. I was really hoping for this. The first matchup of the Summer League. The first matchup of the Summer League will be